Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness and wellness, and people helping people. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and the infamous UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Gina Pongetti Angeletti. She is a prominent physical therapist, achieved physical therapy and performance, as well as med gym founder in the world of gymnastics and the performing arts. She also writes, and she's heading for the Olympics. She's returning. And Andrew Hahn, he's a clinical psychologist. He's the founder of Life-Centered Therapy. He joins in, then the sports doctor's in. A little Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. Gina Pongetti Angeletti, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's always a pleasure to be in your aura.
I was interesting trying to think back on it. 20 years ago you were on the show and 15 mixed in one regard or another. But when I find that date, I'm going to let you know.
I know. It's been, you're the first person that we used for podiatric care for our clients and for orthotics, and your diagnosis and walking us through everything has been integral in how we treat
yes,
as well.
Yes, pardon
thank
the pun.
Thank you for 20 years.
Pardon the pun for walking you through. Yes, Gina and I have seen some of the country's top figure skaters, gosh, over the years. Gina, give us some background on yourself and Achieve and MedGym.
Sure. I was a gymnast for 14 years and a dancer and was involved in theater. And I knew that when I was doing gymnastics and injured, that I wanted to be the person that I was always looking for in a healthcare provider, someone that listened, that did holistic care, understood the psychology behind everything, getting you back into the sport, very specifically for the sport that you're involved in. It's not a one-size-fits-all treating ankles and spines, and got involved in with USA Gymnastics, with the national organizations, with the Olympic Committee right out of school, actually did some work even while I was a student still, and have been working with USA Gymnastics athletes and Olympians, NCAA world champions, since 2002. So it's been over two decades, which has been great. Got involved in figure skating. So I work with them on international trips and providing medical care, advice, and treatment. And currently right now manage a significant amount of Olympians going to Paris for both the U.S. teams and multiple other national governing bodies. So my consultation has gone well above and beyond just treating actual individual athletes, but teaching others how to manage and everything from biomechanics to diagnosis to returning to the ice.
It's a high level of sports medicine. I'm glad you became a psychologist at the same time. By the way, Gina
yes.
participated. Gina participated with myself with the just recently retired famous figure skating bootmaker Geppetto's John Hermata, Mr. Edge, and the book was called Advanced Figure Skating Injuries, Dealing with Figure Skating Injuries.
Yeah, so, the anatomy of a figure skater.
Exactly. I knew you'd get it right.
I got it.
So,
and it was wonderful to walk through with you every aspect of treating somebody, not just the strength and conditioning and the skills on ice, but
well, you mentioned holistic.
The boots and everything.
You know,
yes,
when you mentioned holistic, again, the mental game, as you know, again, I'm a sports podiatrist, but I have featured the mental game on the Sports Doctor for, I don't know, 40 years, give or take a few weeks, going back to my famous late therapist Bob Guider's days, and how prominent it has become. Of course, it became a feature. It's such a story. You have Simone Biles. Here she is again.
Yeah.
And it seems like yesterday, when the whole mental health side of things came into focus with her, like it did with Michael Phelps, where these superstar athletes admitted, you know, the mental side of things. And that's why I think the holistic word you use is a great way of how the world of physical therapy, especially, you know, when you're dealing with champion youngsters, their parents, and their yes. coaches. That's why I always ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
the wonderful side of the difference of the fake degrees that we give ourselves for everything from nutritionists to sports psychologists to everything, you know, we need to know when to refer out to professionals, but we have to be aware of what to look at and what to catch. And I think the most important aspect of the difference between an everyday athlete and an elite athlete is that you are adding on pressures and marketing and the NIL work and being an incumbent, you know, to the Olympics puts a lot of pressure on you versus someone that's a newbie. Understanding that from a medical perspective, it has so many parallels on how it affects these athletes, where their perception of pain might be less if they know they have to push through something, or it might be more if it's coupled with anxiety and trepidation about return.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, one of my guests, of course, in the world of addiction, codependency, we were talking about pain pills, the whole hassle and nightmare with that whole, the opioids, the over-the-counter pain meds that half your kids are living on in order to try to do these. There's so much overkill in the youth sports. I mean, when I turn on the Olympics, I see an 18-year-old. I know she was 9 when she first started working with you, maybe 6, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the management of how to get them from point A to point B is the wrong way to look at it. You have to get from A to Z, and you have to understand that this is a multiple years long process, and are we pushing through a small shoulder or a knee injury now in order to get to a qualification event, or do we push through not doing as much periodization that work that we should just because an event came up that we signed up for? Or
well,
are we
always
actually
made a
outlining
big deal.
3 years, 5 years from now, et cetera?
As long as I know you, you've made a big deal out of whether it was the nutrition side, whether it was the relationship side with the family or the coach or the parents, overzealous parents. You know, you close your eyes, you see these screaming people on the sidelines. So Gina, what's the best website people can find out about you, your work, and probably some of the writing you're going to be doing with the Olympics?
Sure. MedGym, MedGym.net is everything that has to do with sports medicine, Olympics, et cetera. And our local clinics are AchieveOrthoSports.com. And we're in Naperville, Woodridge, Willowbrook, downtown Chicago. We treat any and all people of any orthopedic diagnosis. MedGym is more of the elite level consultation for performing arts, international, national diagnosis, treatment, finding you someone that you can work with, putting a really good healthcare team together for you to be proactive in how you manage yourself.
Well, it's 80s to do 60 and, you know, 90s to do 70. And, of course, the whole area of fall prevention, senior physical therapy is a big deal. Again, whether you're taking care of the great-grandmother or the 12-year-old hotshot figure skater who's already doing triple jumps in those regards. You've always also really paid so much time and attention when these performing arts and these shows would come through Chicago with these dancers, these actors, these actresses. You were part of the team helping take care of some of these groups, weren't you, forever?
I am, yes. My friend Carolyn Lawson is amazing, and she owns a company called NeuroTour. And we had a clinic in Chicago before COVID, and I now serve as a Chicago treatment professional here when the Broadway touring shows come through, everything that they need from recovering from bronchitis and learning how to use diaphragm muscles and not have tight shoulders in order to return to singing, or repetitive dancing in Mary Poppins, or just maintenance, same show 8 days a week. So it's very interesting, the artist athlete and taking care of them and everything.
Oh, yeah, who's working with Mick Jagger, right? Mick Jagger, he's 80 years old. Well, I was watching on 60 Minutes, Pink, with her trapeze out and how she's, you know, it's just really fantastic.
It's the stagehands. It's the people that are moving furniture on stage. It is everyone that is working carpentry. It's the backup dancers. It's the whole team. There's not one person that doesn't need to be taken care of.
The people who are moving around and, you know, the backstage workers. That's a great point. I'm glad you added that.
Absolutely.
When it comes to, you know, who you have to take care of.
I also just wanted to add, I just wrote an amazing article for Inside Gymnastics magazine on mental health, and USA Gymnastics obviously has seen its struggles in the past couple of years, but the changes they're making are fantastic, and they're really trying to make sure that there are options for coaches and the staff, not just the athletes, at events for stress management and meditation, and we have therapy dogs and opportunities to make sure that the athlete and the coach have the best experience possible in just their stress management and the way that they're handling themselves, and really good feedback from everyone on that, taking care of the whole team. You know, the athlete comes with parents, they come with coaches, they come with their medical staff, and it takes a team of people to get you to where you are, but we have to take care of that team of people as well. And I think it's just amazing that we're adding that on.
Funny you mentioned the therapy dogs. I've had a couple of different guests in the past that were, matter of fact, bringing therapy dogs to the Notre Dame sports teams. Again,
yes.
Hey, let's relax. You know, you could have fun, smart. So it's an interesting side that you mentioned, you know, besides people think that they go to hospitals, there's a whole area of sports medicine that's also opening up
sure.
to those situations as we see. Again, you know, the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hate Sports Parents, about 4 or 5 years ago, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. You've
yes.
been part of the team, again, especially when you're talking these kinds of levels, when I would always tell you, I would use that term, intelligent rest and recovery. That's become
Absolutely.
A big deal now, isn't it?
Well, we say there's 7 events in women's gymnastics, right? There's your 4 events, and then you have to recovery and rest is one of your events. Strength and conditioning is another one. And nutrition and taking care of your body is another one. And they should be equally important. If you do, you know, 20% less pounding passes with floor tumbling or vault, but you take that time and put it into taking care of your body and making sure that your machine is running well, what you do perform in quality over quantity is going to get you that much more and then some. And that goes as far as to say, just because I'm on the show with you, but take orthotics, for example. You don't want to wait until someone has shin splints or irritation to set them up for success. You want to do it in advance. You don't want to wait until somebody has adrenal
disease. Well, if you're into proper alignment, yes. Parents or
right.
athletes would ask me all the time, does my son or daughter need orthotics? I say, let's talk where they would benefit. It's very rare
well,
when
done properly.
By the
time they need it, it's already, yes. By the time they need it, there's damage done already.
Well,
just
again,
like by the time
world,
someone is
yes.
in adrenal fatigue, the damage is done already. But if you periodize possible, the best way possible, and if you
Another
actually
good
put forth effort
you know, gymnastics
into this.
Is barefoot. Gymnastics is barefoot. That's why our friend with the sand dune stepper, when I had him send
yes.
you one.
We have
years
one.
Ago.
Yes. We're on our 3rd one in the office because we yes. people love it, and we've had a patient
yeah.
want to purchase
that's,
it.
That's
it's
a real challenge is the way to come across some kind of strapping. There's been a couple of different. I even like the Teddy Copper. To be able to somehow support that arch in the barefoot athlete, used to be they wore slippers. They really don't anymore in gymnastics at all, do they?
No. Never. And the purpose of apologizing, I always say you can do what you need to your body, but you've got to apologize, pre-apologize and after. So if you know that you're going to have a hard tumbling day and your feet and your calves are going to be sore, don't just go home and sleep and wake up and do it again. Say I'm sorry to your calf muscles. Make sure that shoes that you wear are supportive outside of the sport. You know, by the time there's that beautiful picture of the iceberg and, you know, you see the tip of the iceberg, but by the time you see the tip of the iceberg with pain, that's already been through 5 or 6 different levels of tissue change and damage and metabolic alteration. And getting on top of that is what we're taking care of. When I take care of these athletes and I say my job is to get them to the Olympics, not as much through, because if I can get you to that and staying healthy, that means that your body has the tools to do it for those 3 arduous weeks that you're there. Responsive medicine, for the most part, is very algorithmic and very easy. It's proactively getting to a point where you don't have to respond to injuries that takes planning, and it's an art. It's
and
an absolute
art. You've also paid big attention to the athlete. Of course, the world of gymnastics in the last couple of minutes, I mean, nothing's been more insane over the years with scandals and problems and hassles, nightmares,
yes.
that whole side of things. You've always been a tremendous advocate of the athlete themselves speaking up, being part of this whole scenario where we would
yes.
say to coaches and parents, you got to listen to these kids and
yes.
athletes and how important that was. You've always paid big attention to that. The role of the athletes themselves. Yes.
It's
great
just
word.
The word of it's, and it's, it, it does not mean that you're rude to a coach and someone says you're doing 10 tumbling passes today and the kid says, I can't do that. Or the kid just puts their head down and does it because they feel bullied. There's a power differential. You know, we have Safe Sport has these wonderful classes that teach you about how to have a didactic relationship between coach and athlete and how there needs to be responsibility on both sides. When they're at Achieve or when I'm working with someone, you know, through MedGym, my goal is to educate them on what they're going through and empower them to understand and speak up for what their body is saying. If you work hard, that's fine, but if you work too hard, that's going to be an issue as well.
I tell you, I knew the time would fly by with you.
That's I know.
An important point
always
that we're going
does.
To end on, which is the fact that the athlete has to speak up, they have to listen to their body, they have to be paying attention, good relationships. Give us again the website defining all about you. We'll follow you through the whole Olympic deal.
Absolutely. So local treatment is AchieveOrthoSports with an S.com. And the performing arts and Olympic work is through MedGym, MedGym.net. And our 10-part course with full continuing ed is out as of next Wednesday.
Fab. All right, hold on, Gina. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and you know how much time we talk about the mental game. Well, I want to welcome Andrew Hahn. He's a clinical psychologist. He is the founder of Life-Centered Therapy. Andy, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Bob. How are you?
Good. Andy, give us some background on yourself and the life centered therapy?
Well, I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. I'm the founder of Life Centered Therapy. I'm the author of a book called The 1 Hour Miracle, and I help people get unstuck when they're stuck in their mindsets, and I help them find whole new ways of being able to be unbelievably successful. That's what I do in life. So,
That's a big to-do list. You know, it's interesting, Andy, no matter where in the world I have guests on, especially when it was right after the pandemic, whatever their vocation, mental health was the biggest topic. It still really is. So many times, whether we're talking about the best athlete in the world or their parents or their coach, mm-hmm. or, again, mm-hmm. people overcoming all sorts of obstacles, what I consider the mental game is such a big deal. There's so much more attention being paid to methods to the madness. What are some of the important points you make in your book?
One simple point, if you wanted to do one thing, if something's got you stuck, there's a simple way to get unstuck, which is whenever you're stuck, there's a discomfort in the body and you live out its story unconsciously over and over again. And if you could choose to become the sensation from the inside out in the same way that an actor might choose to become a role without unconsciously identifying with it, instead of looking at life through a lens, you'd be looking at the lens through which you're looking at life. And then you'd say, oh, my goodness, that's something I'm experiencing, but it isn't who I am. And then you're free. And what you're really free to do is put in a whole separate lens of anything you really wanted to once you weren't stuck in that one. And in my experience, the way to put in a new lens is not just to visualize something, but to fully experience it like it's happening right now in the body. Because in my experience, if people can experience a whole new way of being already in the body, like what does it feel like in your body when you're experiencing the very best you could do, and you'll actually have a sensation. And if you could bring all your awareness to that sensation and deepen into it, not only could you get unstuck from your old mindset, but you could create a new one that would be more than just visualizing it. You'd be living it right now, and then you just get to practice.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very big point with all the different methods that we've had discussed on the Sports Doctor. I love that analogy of somebody almost being, you know, if you're looking to change something, be an actor. Be a good actor or actress and get into it in so many different ways besides just knowing what to do, where you would get, like you said, getting your body involved, I think is a powerful point that you make regarding, again, with some any kind of a positive change where you're talking even about, I know you pay big attention to people who are dealing with chronic pain and other kinds mm-hmm. of situations, as well as maybe on the performance end on a sports field, And again, you know,
I could give you an example, Bob, if you like. I mean, I worked with a master swimmer who was kind of stuck, and she was kind of afraid of the water. And when we had her really go into her fear of the water, because I could explain more, but we have a very short period of time. And I had her feeling in the body, her throat started to close up, and she had this very powerful image of drowning. And like literally drowning, like almost like she wasn't who she was. And when she realized that she had drowned in this sort of imaginary story, and she could let go of that story, the next time she swam 4 seconds faster than she'd ever swum in her life.
Yeah, it's a powerful story. And again, it always is, you know, so much easier said than done. I think today, especially with all the emphasis on the mental side, whether it's, again, overcoming an injury, whether it happens to be dealing with a chronic injury, whether it happens to be, again, the whole world of depression and what social media has been on top of so many different people, where whether it's teenagers and or adults, there's such tremendous pressure in so many areas. How have you found the medical profession, for example, Andy, paying attention to these points you're making regarding dealing with any kind of even physical condition and its relationship?
I don't deal so much with the medical profession. People come to me after, to be perfectly honest, they've gone to medical people for
right.
their pain
yeah.
or their depression or their stuckness, and they haven't gotten, you know, their pain has been unresponsive to treatment, and I usually can help them, because if their pain is unresponsive to treatment, invariably when they choose to bring all their awareness to the pain from the inside out and get really open and receptive to whatever that lens is, whatever the experience is, they will find a story. And when we change the story, this is amazing to say, I've seen people with chronic pain that's been unresponsive to treatment literally for 7 years have it go away in 30 minutes. And I've seen that on so many occasions, it's really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, but does
whiplash,
it last?
Chronic,
Does it last
forever? Go read my book.
Really?
I had a woman who was in it. I will tell you something. I saw a woman who was in a terrible accident 7 years earlier, and 7 years later, she came into a demonstration I did, and she wanted to work on her chronic pain, and I could tell you the story. It's an amazing story that was an imaginary story that exactly played out as an echo in this accident. We changed the story. She sat down because she was tired, because she said, I can't sit for more than 2 minutes without my back seizing up. An hour and a half later, she said, this is impossible. I've been sitting down for an hour and a half talking with everybody, and I have no pain. She said, I can't believe it. We had a session set up for 3 weeks after that. She came to the session, but she said, I haven't had one iota of pain since we did that session.
Amazing.
And
Well, you have a term. Andy. You have a term in reading your stuff, which I think is really talks about where for high performance he's talking about combining mindfulness, wisdom mm-hmm. of the body, and visualization. Mm-hmm. And I think this is this mm-hmm. Statement that I read that you're really, really, really talking about. Again, mindfulness, being in the moment, mm-hmm. the parts of the body, and maybe being the actor or actress and actually paying attention to that side of it that you've just been talking about. And, you know, visualization, mm-hmm. my young figure skaters were doing visualization 35 years ago before medicine knew how to spell the word. But in combination of these three areas, talk a little bit about that.
You want me to tell you the story of the woman with the back pain?
No, I want you to talk about the combining. Go ahead.
Well, the way she did it, I said to be mindful, and what you're going to be mindful of is the sensation in your body that you call the chronic back pain. And she did. And the second she brought her attention to it, the pain got excruciatingly bad. And she brought all her attention to it, and a picture started to come to her. This is whatever you want to make sense of this. And in the picture, she was a Roman general. And she was shocked. She'd never seen anything like this. And she realized that she was going to go and fight the head of this other army. And this all started to come to her, and everybody, this happens to everybody, one way or another, believe it or not. And to be perfectly honest, she wasn't paying enough attention and the other person knocked her over, and she tried to get up, but she said, a wave of sand knocked me back over, and she fell on her stomach, and when she was trying to get back up again, she saw this other general behind her, and the last thought that she had as this man in this story, this imaginary story, this visualization, was this other general was going to, like, thrust the sword into her back where her back pain was, and her final thought was that she had betrayed thousands of men. All right, I'm going to tell you the story of her accident. She was watching a group of kids, and she wasn't paying enough attention, and one of them looked like they were in trouble. She raced out to try to save them, and she couldn't save them, and she got knocked over by a wave and hit her back in the exact same spot, and she had to be dragged out of the water while the kids were all safe. And when she realized what happened in her story, she said, I betrayed all these men. And she found them after they had died. And she said, we had to learn that we could take care of ourselves. We forgave you 2,000 years ago. And the kids had taken care of themselves. It was exact, unconsciously, she was playing out an echo of the story in this accident. And when she found the story and she realized they had forgiven her, she gave out this enormous sigh of relief. So she was using mindfulness to bring her attention to a sensation, and then a visualization came to her. And when she let out the sigh of relief, she said the back pain was gone. Then she sat down, and she never had back pain again. She had gone all over the world to experts trying to handle her back pain, and they told her it doesn't make sense. Even though your accident was such a terrible
accident, here's a pearl from the sports doctor for her. Make sure she's in the right shoes and has proper support with orthotics.
She didn't need it, Bob, she didn't need it. When she found the story
by using
mindfulness.
Now, the word is whether she'd benefit. Andrew, give me a definition of, I know we're talking about it, of life-centered therapy.
Okay. Life-centered therapy basically says that we are made up of all kinds of parts. You could say we're a virtually infinite community. So I didn't have her talk about her problem. I had her find the person inside of her who had the problem. And she visualized this person as a Roman general. So I wasn't so interested in her story about what happened to her. I was interested in her opening to all of life and finding a story that she couldn't believe was possible. But she didn't need to choose, Bob, because she had tried everything in the world. And nothing had touched it. But when she found the story of this Roman general and transformed
All right, we're
going
to get back to Roman generals. We're coming back, Andy. We're coming back. Hold on. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference. As soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support, walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. We're talking with Andy Hahn, and he is the clinical psychologist, founder of Life Centered Therapy, was giving us some great examples in the first segment of this combination of mindfulness, wisdom of the body, visualization. How early do you find the importance of these kinds of concepts, Andrew, regarding age groups in your experience? Sooner the better? Paying attention to this?
Oh, yeah, the sooner the better for sure, Bob. I mean, and I think what you said is also true, by the way, about, I mean, I use orthotics. I think, you know, so I want to give you a plug also. I think if you can find, if you can use your mind to bring awareness to the discomfort in the body and, like, let it share its story, which it often does through a visualization process, truly extraordinary things can happen. And
I think that's a big point. The idea of allowing yourself, whether the word is experience or remember or go over what is the big problem, where it is, for example, like you're explaining, and paying that kind of attention, I think is a big point as part of this group of what you're talking about in this mental side of things. Life-centered therapy. What's the best website people can find out about you and the book?
Our website is Life-Centered Therapy, and make sure to get the ED. It's lifecenteredtherapy.com. It tells us, it says all about the work. And if people want to experience it, they can sign up for a consultation there. The book is called The 1 Hour Miracle, and it sort of spells out the stories that I'm, it gives you kind of a worldview about how to put together mindfulness and body-centered healing and growth and the kinds of practices you can do that make it even better. And it's a lot of first-person accounts. Most people, if they have stories, they write the stories. But we have hundreds of clients who've written their own stories about sessions and the really remarkable results they've gotten that they didn't think were possible, but they got them. So they
we feature the holistic side of medicine, again, the mental side, for decades on the Sports Doctor. When, you know, when we live in a society that you can't watch television for 5 minutes without seeing drug commercials, let alone the pain pill crisis and everything else that everybody's very, very familiar with, all this pressure and or a diet commercial for that fact. So the idea that being able to look at holistic, natural ways to feel better, be more productive, et cetera, I think is a challenge. I would hope that schools would be paying attention to the physical side of things. Do you think we're getting anywhere in that world, Andy?
I've seen amazing things in schools, actually. Like, I have a friend who goes into schools, and she makes games of the kind of things we're talking about, and kids get remarkable results. They'll do it together. Even very young kids, they use something called emotional freedom technique, which is a kind of acupressure, but we turn it into a game. And they find out, you know, where they're stuck in their mindsets, and then we just help them sort of through a game transform it, and they feel different right away. And it's really, it makes me want to cry. So I think there's a lot of possibilities in schools if the schools are open to it. I mean, that's why I wanted to be on your show. It's like there are a lot of
decades ago, Andy, I was screaming to keep gym class and physical fitness in school, let alone adding some of these things. So getting the school systems many times to pay attention is a challenge. I'm really glad to hear an optimistic side that you just mentioned, that we are making progress in some ways, you know, whether it's childhood obesity on the left or it's their mental side situation and having much more attention being paid. One of my famous guests, Teresa Power, she's the originator of what's called International Kids Yoga Day with like early April, 50 countries, 200,000 kids, paying attention to the physical and mental side, you know, using yoga as an example. So the idea of school system would include this kind of attention, I think, makes so much sense.
Totally. And sounds like what she's doing really is an extraordinary thing. I mean, it's just like, for her to do that is...
Well, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's very important, the kind of feedback. The three terms I pay big attention to on the Sports Doctor, the three areas. One is awareness. whether we're talking about the awareness of what you're dealing with and what your whole world is about, whether it's education, number two, the idea then of adding that to the mix, and number three is action or some sort of positive action, changes that can be made regarding any of these areas, you know, whether, again, it is childhood obesity or the weekend warrior or the best athlete in the country, you know, let alone the whole new world of the NIL world with the paying of some of these athletes. When we're talking about the mental, you know, my first guest today, she's heading to the Olympics. She's worked with these superstar kids. And again, talking how mentally is such a big deal in all of these, you know, different areas. High performance being one of them, right?
High performance obviously is one of them. And then, you know, if you can put together high performance with the kind of things we're talking about today, like I told you about this swimmer who, like, you know, was stuck even though she was technically she was amazing, but she hadn't realized that she was living out a story every time she went into the pool. And when she was able to find, using her mindfulness and her awareness to find the experience in the body and then finding out what the story was, that she was experiencing all of life through the lens of drowning. And then she took care of that by just taking care of the sort of, you could say, the imaginary character that was drowning. And then her time, you know, I forget exactly what she was doing, but it was a fairly short race. To go up 4 seconds the next time she swam, which was by far way over her fastest time ever, and then to feel what it would be like to be free swimming and to feel that in her body and to experience it and visualize it like it was happening right now, she did all of that in about 20 minutes, and the results were just unheard of. I mean, it just makes you want to cry.
Well, it's such a big deal. You know, we got the Olympics coming up, like I mentioned, and Gina, our first guest, will be heading there with the gymnastics, the international teams. And whether it was Simone Biles, maybe the most prominent gymnast ever in the world, Michael Phelps, again, a million gold medals, talking about the idea of mental health. This is really what we wanted you on, Andrew. Give us again the site people can go to find out about you and your information.
Our website is lifecenteredtherapy.com. So centered, lifecenteredtherapy.com. The book is called The 1 Hour Miracle. If people just read the first couple of chapters, they'll get a real sense, and then we split things up for them, and they'll read the most interesting stories because stories are fun. But it's a
You're on your whole case. All right. Thank you so much, Andrew. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor's Inn is coming up.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We throw in a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails. One of my favorite guests, long-time guest, Rick Kellender, is the award-winning head sports writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. Rick wrote for Sports Illustrated for years. He's written numerous books on various topics, and he wrote a fantastic children's book last year. I'm sure we'll mention that. And then Lou Vickery. Lou, who pitched for the Yankees. Whitey Ford was his pitching coach, and Cardinals in his Major League Baseball career. Lou has written like 20 books. Lou hosted a show called Lou in the Morning down in the Panhandle a few years ago. And for about 3 years, once a month, I would join him in the Sports Doctors In segment. So we're excited. One of Lou's latest books is Winning the Head Game, that he co-authored with Sonny Smith, who coached Charles Barkley at Auburn. Great stuff. The following week, the editor, chief editor of Lower Extremity Review, magazine, Janice Raddick. Janice shuffles around all these different articles, the great information, the evidence-based sports medicine, fitness and wellness, and Lower Extremity View, MVP Parent Magazine. Matter of fact, we just collaborated on the recent article that we updated on the physicality of pickleball in the last Lower Extremity Review. Then Marjorie Hope. She wants to know if the Olympics will unite us. We're going to be talking a little mental health side of things in so many different areas with Marjorie. We'll look forward to her joining us. But Dr. Bob Wisdom, you know, instability training, late, great Bob Guida. And he and I, we coined that term regarding create imbalance and therefore train, strengthen, and demand the supportive and stabilizing systems of balance. He made famous the mini trampoline, where you would be standing and balancing the different area on the tram, most often barefoot. You might be in different parts of the tram, changing the whole imbalance stability challenge. Somebody might have on their baseball glove, the hockey stick, their tennis racket. He might be swinging and catching. He made famous the oscillating balance beam, which looked like a balance beam in gymnastics, but it had rounded off edges, so it was rollable. It was unstable. As I'm talking, I'm picturing Walter Payton walking and balancing on the balance beam, or John McEnroe, or the Olympic volleyball team, or a grandma working again balance and strengthening through creating instability. Tilt boards, one of our most exciting that we've talked about for years. They were one of our supporters for years. The sand dune stepper, where you're simulating being on the beach. This foam-like, demanding, gripping power of the foot. Fantastic piece of equipment. Create instability, demand, balance, strengthening. It's such a big deal today, again, whether it's the young 10, 12-year-old trying to do double and triple jumps and figure skating, or the tennis player, the soccer player. Talk a lot about it with the Olympics coming up with Gina. Phil said, I've been listening to your segments on Run With It. That's great, Phil. You know, Christine Blanchet, she's been a numerous guest on The Sports Doctor. And she is a host of two or three different TV shows. The initial one, I think she just celebrated her 10th anniversary, is called Run With It. She was a competitive runner for years at so many different distances. And once a month, we do the Sports Doctor Is In segment. This past one we just taped, just came out, was all about our family fitness, Phil. And we were talking about the importance, again, of instilling good physical fitness in habits and inclusions, the earlier the better. We were using walking as a great example of an activity that the whole family could do, going to the gym. They could all participate, again, in doing the idea that physical exercise is key to you feeling good and to try to stay out of trouble. You know, I mentioned an upcoming guest, the editor of Lower Extremity Review and MVP Pure, James Raddick. And in 2021, I did an article for Lower Extremity Review, and it was really about the physicality of pickleball, which was brand new then in 2021. Nobody knew how to spell the word. And I was seeing so many seniors saying, great, I'm going to want to jump right on the court and get involved. And we saw injuries like a lot of problems, whether it was hand, wrist, well, a lot of lower extremity, knees. Again, and people were talking about racquetball and tennis, where many people who were a tennis player when they were 70 years old have been playing since they're 12. It's not something you take up late. And we redid the article just recently with some of these different studies talking about that very fact. You know, you need to pay attention to being physically fit enough to play pickleball. Good to work with a physical therapist. Matter of fact, one of the physical therapists who specializes in that, PhD, Josh McKay, a physical therapist, was on a couple of months ago. His whole specialty is strengthening and therapy for pickleball, preventing injuries, dealing with problems. So in many instances, again, we might include any of these topics, whether it's shoe selection. Christine is a great guest. And again, she might be talking to celebrities and other guests. What do they do to stay fit? But the fact that the running and the sports podiatry side is what we pay big, big, big attention to. And I've probably been participating on Run With It easy 3-4 years once a month. So, and again, it's exciting to add some sports medicine education to the mix. You know, Jerry said, I just saw that the great figure skating guru coach, Evan Lysacek's coach, Frank Carroll, just recently passed away. Yes, Jerry, you know, Frank was a legend, living legend. He coached Michelle Kwan. When Evan Lysacek, again, and everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, that I can't believe we just celebrated the 14th year. Since Naperville, born and raised, Evan Lysacek was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And whatever it was, 12 and a half years later, he was the best in the world, a gold medalist. And when he and his mom, Tanya, and the late Don Lysacek, they decided that he was going to really start working with Frank Carroll, and he made that Olympic jump into what it took besides everything else he was doing. His first coach, gosh, Candy Brown Burek, who introduced me to the world of figure skating in the late 70s with the late, great figure skating, some of these champions, and the idea that these young skaters needed strengthening physical training. That's how Bob Guida got involved. So rest in peace, Frank Carroll. Great champion of champions. Again, to sports parents, the book is still as important now as it ever was. Hashtag hey sports parents, and pay attention. Be a good listener if you're a sports parent. And like the late, great sports psychologist Jim Vickery always said for sports parents, I would drag them along to our lectures. Don't be a critic. Don't be a critic, sports parents. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See you next week, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.